Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Paul. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 18. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. But as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia, Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books and, above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed, and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Paul instructs Timothy to care for the church by preaching and teaching. This charge remains with us to this very day. It was not only for Timothy. This charge lasts until Jesus comes again. The church of Christ Jesus has pastors who preach and teach, in season and out of season. The church has lay people who are reproved, rebuked, and exhorted. God has established this wonderful order of preachers and hearers to protect his flock with the sword of the Spirit, that sword which comes from the mouth of Christ, to defend and uphold his church. The time is coming, and often is now, when people do not endure the truth of the Scriptures. The ears itch, and people know which teachers can properly do the scratching. The world, the devil, and our sinful flesh love to cooperate and find answers to all of our desires, all of our passions, especially outside of God's word. And for this very reason, Paul instructs Timothy to pay careful attention to preaching, so that the truth is always heard and myths are always dispelled. Paul provides the example that Timothy and all pastors follow. Enduring suffering, thinking clearly and carefully, pastors are poured out like drink offerings. Pastors are called to fight the good fight and to finish the race with Paul and Timothy. However, they do not do it alone. God has established the church with preachers and hearers so that each may be vigilant to fight the fight and finish the race. Pastors and laity do this in the image of Christ, the crucified one. Our Lord Jesus was faithful unto death, and his death atones for the sins of the world. Christians are called to be faithful unto death, cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Preachers preach, hearers hear, and together the word of God endures forever. Lord God, Heavenly Father, your Son fought the good fight of faith and was obedient unto death, even death on the cross, pouring out his blood as a peace offering between you and us. Keep us faithful unto death, so we may receive the crown of righteousness that the righteous judge will reward us with on that day, having waited in hope and love for his appearing, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.